It's the third Thursday of August, and you're listening to 3-Minute 3Rs, your monthly recap of efforts to replace, reduce, and refine the use of animals in research. This month, we're bringing you three refinement papers. Let's jump right in with a laminectomy.
Rats are widely used in spinal cord injury research, where the spinal cord is bruised surgically to represent the injury. Accessing the spinal cord requires parts of the vertebrae to be removed, which can result in post-operative complications. But these laminectomy procedures, descriptive protocols, and potential complications are not discussed in depth in the literature. A recent paper in Helion builds upon the evidence base that using a dental burr-assisted technique reduces the impact of laminectomy. Rats lost less weight, were more active during the dark phase, and scored less points on the rat grimace scale, indicating the animals were in less pain. The mechanized laminectomy also reduced surgical bleeding during the procedure and did not impact the spinal cord injury or its healing process. To learn more, check out the link in the description.
Next up, how about some social housing?
Social housing is critical for optimal welfare of social species. However, exceptions can be made if necessary for solid science. Traditionally, researchers have made the case that dogs, pigs, and non-human primates should be singly housed during cardiovascular telemetry recordings, which are needed to assess the safety of a novel drug. But could that be changing? The NC3Rs conducted surveys and working groups to benchmark practices and address barriers to social housing in this situation. Results showed that industry use of social housing is increasing, but still not standard. Commonly cited barriers relate to data cross-contamination and sensitivity of different study designs. However, shared data indicates that these barriers can be effectively managed to be compatible with social housing. To learn more about strategies to encourage this social housing refinement, read the full paper online.
And finally, take a deep breath and hold. If you or I were getting a CT scan, the doctor would likely ask us to hold our breath for a moment while the machine did its thing. That's because movement, like breathing, is the bane of most imaging modalities. An easy request for us, however, isn't necessarily as simple for animals. Non-human primates like macaques are commonly used models that will, depending on the disease they are modeling, need to be imaged. Mechanical ventilation can keep them still, but this approach can make a CT scan a more invasive process than it needs to be. Recently, a team at the Biomedical Primate Research Center has come up with a refinement for conducting CT scans in macaques. Instead of manipulating the animals, they manipulate image reconstruction with a method called retrospective respiratory gating. While anesthetized animals are under the scanner, the machine takes serial scans over several breath cycles. An image can then be faithfully constructed from the same time points during those cycles, avoiding the need for mechanical ventilation. Still holding your breath, release, and with that, we'll end this episode. 3-Minute 3Rs is brought to you each month by the NC3Rs, North American 3Rs Collaborative, and Lab Animal. See you again in September.